Baseball never ceases to amaze. Put aside the United States versus Canada dynamic in this year's World Series. The sheer athleticism has been a joy to watch as the Los Angeles Dodgers face off against the Toronto Blue Jays. Take Jays pitcher Trey Yesavage, barely out of the minor leagues, notching 12 strikeouts on Wednesday night in Game 5, a World Series rookie record. Or Shohei Ohtani, a modern-day Babe Ruth, who reached base 9 times in the 18-inning wonder that was Game 3, then pitched 6 innings hours later in Game 4. Toronto leads the series 3-2 and could win the whole thing Friday at home for the first time since 1993. Sarah Miller-Yana captures the anticipation of Blue Jays fans in her story. But I'm kind of rooting for Los Angeles tonight. This fall classic needs to go 7 games. Please take a minute to share your thoughts by using the link in this intro at csmonitor.com/daily. Your feedback will be helpful as we explore changes. Kindly respond by this Sunday, November 2nd. It's Friday, October 31st. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The Israeli army said Hamas transferred the remains of 2 more deceased hostages. That follows the return of 15 hostages' remains since the ceasefire began, with 13 others still to be recovered. The handover indicates progress in the fragile ceasefire agreement, despite Israeli strikes on Gaza overnight. Colorado sued the Trump administration for trying to move the U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. Choosing its permanent home has been a proxy for political tug of war. Alabama is a conservative stronghold, and Mr. Trump cited Colorado's mail-in voting system as a reason for the move. A federal lawsuit says the order to reverse a decision by President Joe Biden, who previously reversed Mr. Trump's first-term decision to make Colorado Springs the base, is unconstitutional because it was based on political retribution. Also, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston agreed to return 2 larger-than-life stoneware vessels to the descendants of David Drake, an enslaved potter and poet from Edgefield, South Carolina. The landmark decision not only represents the first time the museum resolved a claim with ties to slavery in the 19th century United States, but also highlights the ingenuity and artistry of men such as Mr. Drake, who learned to read and write during a time when literacy among enslaved people was criminalized. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Beijing and Washington have been locked in a costly trade war for 6 months. In South Korea on Thursday, Donald Trump and Xi Jinping called a truce and pledged to work more closely together in the future. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for the Monitor. One answer to an affordability gap in housing, experts say, is building more units to try to ease the pressure on prices. That can mean changing laws that regulate where and what kinds of housing can be built. Ellie Martin reports from Santa Monica, California, for the Monitor. The Trump administration's pursuit of a new economic Monroe Doctrine, in which the United States extends a hand to the president's ideological soulmates in Latin America, as was the case in Argentina, is stirring historical suspicions of U.S. motives. Howard LaFranchi reports from Buenos Aires, Argentina, for the Monitor. Is President Trump's nostalgia for America's 1890s Gilded Age and its victory in the Spanish-American War feeding his ambitions in Venezuela today? Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. This World Series holds extra meaning for Toronto and Canada. After a 32-year baseball championship drought for the city and nearly a year of diplomatic loggerheads with the U.S. for the country. But it's also just a game. Sarah Miller-Yana reports from Toronto for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on AI and youth's search for connection. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced a bill this week to regulate the access and use of artificial intelligence companions among youth. The proposal follows congressional hearings in which several parents claimed these chatbots drew their children into inappropriate and sexualized conversations that led to self-harm and suicide. More than 70% of American teenagers use AI for companionship, compared with just under 20% of adults who do so. According to Common Sense Media, one in three of these teens have felt uncomfortable with something a bot said or did. Multiple media and research tests have confirmed that AI chatbots are prone to veering into highly explicit content and conversations. If passed, the Senate bill would ban provision of AI companions to minors and require clearer disclosure of their non-human status to all users. The day after the bill's introduction, Character AI, a company being sued by one bereaved family, said it will soon bar children under age 18 from using its chatbots. OpenAI, being taken to court by another family, said in September it would introduce parental controls. Even the most well-intentioned companies can benefit from constructive pressure, observed Steven Adler, former head of product safety at OpenAI. For tech firms to be trusted with building the seismic technologies of the future, he wrote in the New York Times, they must demonstrate they are trustworthy in managing risks today. However, several tech executives, as well as the White House, maintained that such regulation would constrain free speech as well as business innovation, disadvantaging the United States in its AI race with China and other countries. Yet the history of innovation has been one of finding workable solutions to a new technology's problems. Take, for example, the evolution of automobile safety, three-point seatbelts, shatter-resistant windshields, airbags, and more. We can create standards by acting now, while adoption of AI technology is still early, stated the RAND think tank. AI's fast-evolving nature may point to the need for something beyond guardrails and legal decisions. This would involve a deeper societal recognition of and support for young people's innate innocence and their yearning for connection. In fact, advice, availability, and acceptance are among the top drivers of teen use of AI friends. Social media complemented the need to be seen, to be known, to meet new people, a college-bound 18-year-old recently told CBS News. I think AI complements another need that runs a lot deeper, our need for attachment. Or, as the mother of a 15-year-old girl told ABC News, AI companions gave her daughter an outlet, but what she really needed was me asking better questions. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, like a ray of light beaming from the sun, we were made to thrive. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman, Mackenzie Farkas, Alyssa Britton, and Noah Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.